bizarre stuff. It's the most strange stuff you could imagine, that in a wilderness, in the middle of a desert, there are some people, they are happy, and they look like they are picking up the fruits, they're enjoying the life. At the same time, another group of people in the same place, the only thing they see is nothingness and a difficult road. Isn't this bizarre? Isn't this the case? Look around you. What do you see in your life? There is this life, the only life, which is for everyone. You will see a group of people happy, hopeful, energetic. They're enjoying that life. And another group of people, the only thing they see is the absence of something. We don't have this, we don't have that, we need this, we need that. They don't see any hope. Everything looks dark to them. Isn't it bizarre? It's the same life. We are all in it. Some of us enjoy it, some of us don't. This is the difference. This is why we started from the beginning and said, listen, we are going to explain to you some higher moment, feeling, passion that we found. We found that the human being is happy not when the animal is satisfied. The animal could be satisfied with food, sex, and shelter, and the power to beat other ones. That's the top desire of the animal, right? But we know it's not our case. What is our happiness? What is our joy? Our happiness and joy is in the meaning. And we interpret that meaning differently. You could look at it negatively. Then life is a stupid stuff. First of all, because you die. And it's full of pain. And at the end, what's in it? More pain for the children I love. Because I know they will go through the pain. It's all the pain, isn't it? That's one way to look at it. Do you remember that picture? Tonight, you should go to book two, the beginning of book two. Right at the beginning. That first paragraph, remember? Then over there, we will talk about this. About the meaning, the we, me too far. The animal is here, but I'm not the animal. The animal doesn't love this path, it's going the other way. But what I have is something that logically you cannot get it. Satan couldn't see it. I have the breath. I don't care about the body. Why should I? Because all the pleasure is in the breath. The body, body satisfaction is that. Food, sex, shelter. This satisfaction, you cannot describe it even. What is the satisfaction that Sister Teresa will have? What is the satisfaction of Mahatma? What is the satisfaction of Mandela? It's neither food, no sex, no shelter, no animal. And what is the difference really? Those animal pleasures are limited in time, and you could measure it. The joy in the heart of Nelson Mandela is for eternity. It passes even his physical existence. Is in me. The hope that I have that, yes, I see a lot of rotten apples around, but I know there is one fruit at the top of that tree that nobody is seeing. And that one is enough for me. Not for him. is for we. This is what he's trying to explain here, that the guy had reached a level that he sees the truth, he sees what the enlightenment is, he even tastes it. But the most bizarre stuff is how the others are estranged to this. This is some, you remember we talked about the common sense, we talked about that. Everybody knows that Nelson Mandela feels good. Nobody on earth could argue that, no, I believe Nelson Mandela is feeling very upset and he's suicidal. Could you talk even like that? It's obvious. But nobody sees it really. Because if you see it, you try to walk in that path, you will realize that giving is the source of that pleasure, not receiving. Because in those animal stuff, animals should receive to be happy. Human being is more than that. This is this very special stuff that he's trying to explain. Yes?
I, like them, am saying, oh, how bizarre. Why has the action of the Lord put such a seal? By these contentions, Muhammad was astonished. Abu Lahab was also remained in astonishment. Between this astonishment and that astonishment, there is a profound difference. What the Almighty King will do. O Daki, advance more quickly. Listen, be silent. Inasmuch as there is a dearth of ears, how long will you speak? How long?
You see, he finished it in a very bizarre way. First of all, he said, you know what? The Muhammad is bewildered here. Even Bulahab is. But there is a difference between these two bewilderment. Yes, both are astonished, but there is a difference. What God plans to do is with this special magic. I don't know. You know what? You, Mr. Dagui, shut up. Rush to somewhere else because nobody is listening. I don't see any ear around. Rumi realized that you are tired and you're not listening anymore. So you leave it to the next time. Read it. This is a very special story. I have seen the transformation of one fellow, one of my students, to something fantastic because of this story. He was stuck to this story for more than a year. He was studying it and had a lot of questions for me and things like that. Then everything changed in his mind because the way Rumi is explaining it, this is a very precision explanation. At the same time, is one of the most poetic part of the book. You even realize with that, I was amazed, even amazement was amazed. It's always like that. We say, I was bewildered. Bewilderment, stop being bewildering. I don't know what's happening and I cannot talk about it, so let's drop it. Like that, his attitude is very special in this story. I hope we'll see the rest of it next time, inshallah. Okay, where are we? The apparition of what seemed like seven candles in the direction of the shore. Haft sham az dur didam nagahan andar an sahil shitabidam bedan. Noor shore har yeki shami az an bar shode khosh ta inan asman. Khire yashtam, khiregi ham khire gasht, mowj hayrat aql ra az sar gozasht. این چگونه شمها افروخته است که این دو دیده خلق از اینها دوخته است. خلق جویان چراغی گشته بود. پیشان شمعی که بر مه میفزود، چشم بندی بود عجب بر دیده ها بندشان میکرد، یهدی من یشا. باز میدیدم که میشد حق یک، میشکافد نور او جیب فلک. باز آن یک بار دیگر هفت شد، مستی و حیرانی من زفت شد. اتصالاتی میان شمع ها که نیاید بر زبان گفته ما، آنی که یک دیدن کند ادراک آن، سالها نتوان نمودن از زبان. آنی که یک دم بیندش ادراک هوش، سالها نتوان شنیدن آن به گوش. چون که پایانی ندارد رو الیک، زن که لا احصا ثناء ما علیک. پیشتر رفتم دوان کن شمعها تا چه چیز است از نشان کبریا. می شدم بیخیش و مدهوش و خراب، تا بی افتادم ز تعمیر و شتاب. ساعتی بیهوش و بی عقلاندرین و افتادم بر سر خاک زمین. باز با هوش آمدم برخواستم، در روش گویی نه سر نه پاستم. هفت شمع اندر نظر شد هفت مرد، نورشان می شد به سقف لاجورد. پیشان انوار نور روز دور، از سلابت نورها را می ستود. باز هر یک مرد شد شکل درخت، چشم از سبزی ایشان نیک بخت. زنبوهی برگ پیدا نیست شاخ، برگ هم گم گشته از میوه فراخ. هر درختی شاخ بر سدره زده، سدره چه بود از خلع بیرون شده. بیخ هر یک رفته در قعر زمین، زیرتر از گاو و ماهی بود یقین. بیخشان از شاخ خندان رویتر، عبل از آن اشکالشان زیر زبر. میوهی که برشکافیدی ز زور، همچو آب از میوه جستی برق نور. این عجبتر که بر ایشان میگذشت، صد هزاران خلق از صحرا و دشت. زارزوی سایه جان میباختند، از گلیمی سایبان میساختند. سایه آن را نمیدیدند هیچ، صد تفو بر دیده های پیچ پیچ. خبر کرده قهر حق بر دیده ها، که نمیند ماه را بیند سها. ذره ای را بیند و خورشید نی، لیک از لطف و کرم نومید نی. کاروان ها بینوا وین میوه ها، پخته میریزد چه سهرسته خدا. سیب پوسیده همی چیدند خلق، در هم افتاده به یغما خوش حق. گفته هر برگ و شکوفه آن غصون، دم بدم یا لیت قومی یعلمون. بانگ می آمد سوی هر درخت، سوی ما آیید خلق شور. و ماهی می آمد زغیرت بر شجر، چشمشان بستیم کلن لا وزر. گر کسی می گفتشان کین سو روید، تا از این اشجار مستسعد شوید، جمله می گفتن کین مسکین من از قضا الله دیوانه شده است. مغز این مسکین ز سودای دراز، و از ریاضت گشته فاسد چون پیاز. او عجب میماند یارب حال چیست، خلق را این پرده و ازلال چیست. خلق گوناگون با صد رأی و عقل، یک قدم آنسو نمی آرندم. عاقلان و زیرکانشان ز اتفاق، گشته منکر زین چنین باقی آب. یا منم دیوانه و خیره شده، دیو چیزی مرمرا بر سر زده. چشم میمالم به هر لحظه که من، خواب میبینم خیالم در زمان. خواب چه بد، بر درختان میروم میواشم میخورم چون نگروم. باز چون من بنگرم در منکران، که هم میگیرن زین بستان کران. با کمال احتیاج و افتقار، زارزوی نیم غور جان سپار. زشتیاب و هرس یک برگ درخت، میزنند این بینوایان آب سخت. در هزیمت زین درختان، درخت و زین سمار، این خلایق صد هزار اندر هزار. باز میگویم عجب، من بی خودم، دست در شاخ خیالی در زدم. حتی از ما از تیعصر رسول، بگو تا بزنو انهم قد کذبو. این قرار